Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Peace and blessings to everyone joining us for this edition of the Ask Dr. Turner Radio broadcast, brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located 2851 Edgewood Avenue North in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Our service time, Sundays at 12 noon, Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m., and we have been having a tremendous time in the Word of God, and we want you to share this with us. The Lord has really been moving in the teachings, in the services, and we extend a cordial invitation to you and yours to join us. Once again, Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, under the leadership of Apostle Dr. LaTonya Turner and Prophetic Pastor Deborah Freeman. Join us, 2851 Edgewood Avenue North, Jacksonville, Florida. Sundays at 12 noon, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. This ministry is missions-minded. It is about evangelism. The mission, the mandate, the mantra of the ministry and the broadcast is that it is all about souls. It's all about prayer. It's all about giving. And know that we here at the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast continue to maintain a posture of prayer without ceasing for you, our listeners, and your families, because we truly believe in the power of God to bring forth both change and transformation through prayer. And this is the reason why you hear me mention the fact that the Holy Spirit has unctionized Dr. Turner to record a tremendous prayer CD that I truly believe will bless you, because it is blessing so many people. And you can obtain your copy at our website, AskDrTurner.org. That is AskDrTurner.org. And since this is an interactive broadcast, if you have questions concerning your walk, questions concerning anything in the scripture, we would like to hear from you. Email us, AskDrTurner, the number 8 at gmail.com. That is AskDrTurner, the number 8 at gmail.com. And beloved, thanksgiving is your living, and you sow according to how you want to grow and according to where you want to go. I remind you, keep this ministry in your heart and mind, not only in your prayers, but also in your giving. And if the Lord unctionizes you and you want to be a blessing to this broadcast, to this ministry, you can do so via Cash App by using the $ capital P, capital I, capital H, followed by the word church with a capital C. If you want to write to us, write to Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida 32226. Now, I am truly excited once again for the word of the Lord that God has given me to minister, to teach, to bless you with. To say that I'm excited is always an understatement, because I'm truly excited about this word. And I want to speak to you about your walk, God's will, in the midst of evil days. Once again, your walk, God's will, in the midst of evil days, coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. Before we go to the text, let me read an online article that I saw recently concerning something I heard in the news. And it's an online article from a site called CNET.com. And it read, Gas Shortage 2021 with a question mark. What you really need to know about the pipeline hack, a computer hack on a gas pipeline. It went on to say, a ransomware attack has shut down a critical gas line and is causing a supply crunch. But federal and state officials warn the public against panic buying and dismiss concerns of an outright shortage. After hearing and reading, as a matter of fact, on the news, it was reported that, you know, individuals were showing up at gas stations, some of them with very large drums. I mean, last year, people began to panic and buy toilet paper, emptying the shelves of stores that sold, toilet paper. Last year, toilet paper. This year, gasoline. Who knows what next? But after hearing and reading about the hack, I was on a social media platform, and heard people in different parts of the country who were affected by the shortage, talking about gas lines and the difficulty in getting gasoline. Hacking is a major problem that even sophisticated tech-savvy nations like the United States are struggling to deal with. Hackers are breaching data banks of companies and holding their files hostage for a financial ransom. While I was pondering all of that, I heard in the news that the Israelis and the Palestinians were bombing and launching missiles at each other. Where am I going with this, beloved? The fact that the signs of the times are evil. We are in the midst of times and seasons of multiple catastrophe, multiple catastrophic events happening. So let's exegete these verses in Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, as I believe they are applicable to believers today, maybe even more so, because with each successive generation, wickedness seems to increase in the earth realm. Hence, a scripture I reference a great deal, Isaiah 60:2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. When you witness and see some of the atrocities that is happening, remember the verse in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. So you will not be surprised when you read about or hear some of the heinous, reprehensible acts being committed by people against each other. Thank God, beloved, there is a but after the dire prophetic warning from God found in Isaiah 60:2, which says, but the Lord, very important conjunction here, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen up on thee. So the darker it gets in the world systems and the grosser the darkness is that covers a people, in other words, covers their minds, which affect their attitude, their actions, their speech, etc., there is a remnant who shall shine in the light of God's glory. That ought to give us comfort. That ought to give us peace. So, okay. Think about the verses I'm going to read out of Ephesians in light of our walk, God's will, in dark and evil days. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Remember, the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast is about line by line, precept by precept, exegetically, homiletically correct. I'm studying and disseminating the information in the Word of God. So Ephesians 5:15, he says, Paul writing under the unction of the Holy Ghost, he said, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So we know the difference between the foolish and the wise. Why? Because every one of us at one time or another have made both wise and foolish decisions and dealt with the consequences of both. What is Holy Spirit saying through Paul's writing when he instructs us to walk circumspectly? If you are a regular listener to the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast, you know how much I believe in word definition, especially as a word is defined based on how it is used in the original language. So let's look at circumspectly, because we understand that walk is speaking of the type of life that we live in Christ. So let's look at this word circumspectly, the Greek word akribos. A-K-R-I-B-O-S. If you're taking notes at home, write this word down. Akribos. Walking circumspectly, the word akribos means exactly. It also means diligently. Meaning, beloved, as evil increases, there will not be much room for error because the consequence will be so great. We are human and we will make mistakes at times. This is understood. But the context of walking circumspectly, beloveds, akribos, is understanding that we must endeavor to maintain a high level of diligence in our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, which means there must be both discipline, diligence in our study of the word, in prayer, in fasting, in worship, etc. Diligence now in being part of a fellowship. In other words, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as some would want to do. So diligence, discipline will be absolutely important. One of the other definitions of circumspectly, akribos, is the word perfect or perfectly. So Holy Spirit is saying, walk in perfection or walk perfectly, walk in discipline, live in perfection. So someone may be thinking, perfection, I try to do the best I can, but I keep messing up. Beloved, you're not alone. My answer is we all mess up. We all fall short when we try. When we try to do it in our own effort, through our own intellect, our own will, our own wisdom. But if we allow Holy Spirit to take control, if we yield control to Him, then He will give us the power, the authority to walk that straight, that perfect line. To be diligent and upright as we move towards perfection in God, the ultimate goal. Circumspectly, akribos comes from the root word akribestatos. I'm going to spell it for you. A-K-R-I-B-E-S-T-A-T-O-S. Akribestatos. I like the fact that in the middle there we have the word best, right? So it is all about living our best life for God, giving God preeminence in our lives. And that can only be done through yielding and submission to His Holy Spirit. So this means most exact or most straight, as this is what akribestatos means. That which is most exact or the straightest. Think of a straight line. Glory to God. We know that this is a high standard that we are called to. But beloveds, I am reminded of Isaiah 59:19, which reads, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun." When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. This particular text, Isaiah 59:19, encapsulate this thesis concerning yielding and submitting to the Spirit of the Lord, who is the one who will help to discipline us, give us the diligence that we need to walk circumspectly, akribos, akribestatos, to give our best life to Almighty God, right? Lifting that standard. He is the one that keeps us that's on that straight and narrow. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, a blitzkrieg, which is what, you know, seems to be happening now. I was coming home from the teaching, the Pure in Heart Bible study on Wednesday, and I was returning a call from a childhood friend who was distraught on the phone because a day or two before, they had found his dad pretty much unconscious from an aneurysm. And I began to share with him that since March of 2020, pretty much since the onset of the pandemic, there's been so much news of individuals being afflicted and hit with aneurysms and strokes. I mean, we've experienced it, my wife and I, in our own family. As I'm sure many of you are familiar with individuals who have been hit with strokes, aneurysm. I mean, some have died. Some are, rehabbing from debilitating illnesses like stroke. So when the enemy shall come in like a flood, it doesn't say maybe the enemy will come in. No, it says when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. So the enemy's attack is not going to come like a stream, like a trickling, a little bit of water coming down. Now, the enemy is coming in like a flood. In other words, to submerge us in depression and despair, to drown us, so to speak. But take comfort, beloved, that when this flood, this darkness begins to sweep over the earth, as a child of God, God has promised that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. You need not fear. You need not stress. You need not worry. Rest in the Holy Ghost. Wednesday in the Bible study, we were talking about the strategy, the attack of the enemy, and how important it is to rest in the presence of God, not to have your mind and your heart frustrated and discombobulated, racked and reeking of worry, causing your blood pressure, your systolic levels to rise. No, rest in the Lord and allow the Spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma of God, to lift up that standard against the enemy. So in other words, beloveds, don't fear the flood. The greater the flood, the higher the standard, the Holy Ghost will lift up against the enemy. Stand on that word. In the midst of the catastrophe and chaos, stay focused, remain diligent, keep on the straight and narrow path, because greater glory awaits you. The greater manifestation of the kabod, the kabod of God, awaits you. Think of that straight line again, akrobestatos. Think of the enemy coming to try to knock you off of the straight and narrow. You may take some hits. We all take them at times, right? We may get knocked down sometimes. But the thing to do is don't look down. Keep looking up. Even when a situation comes to knock you down mentally, emotionally, knock down your will, keep looking up, because your redemption draweth nigh. I trust and pray that this word, your walk, God's will in these dark and evil days is blessing you. Keep speaking the word of the Lord, beloved. Have scriptures ready, glory to God, to counteract and overcome every attack, every flood, every storm that hits your life, that hits your family's life. Stay calm in the chaos. Do not fear in the flood. And here is something I cannot stress enough. Make sure the people you are connected to have a kingdom eagle mentality and not the chicken, vulture, and or the buzzard mentality. What do I mean by a kingdom eagle mentality? The eagle is known, has several awesome characteristics, one of them being vision. The ability to see, glory to God, at a very, very high and exceptionally, eagle sight is exceptional, right? But also the wingspan that allows it to soar in the midst of a storm. The storm can be egregious, high category. The eagle has the ability to soar. So having vision and having the ability to soar in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the enemy launching the attack, in the midst of these dark and evil days, having that kingdom eagle mentality, not the fearful chicken, not the vulture or the buzzard mentality, but that eagle mentality. So walk circumspectly, think circumspectly, and live circumspectly with the hope, beloved, with the expectation of hearing our Lord say at the end of the day, well done, good and faithful servant. Notice, good and faithful. Because what is goodness if faithfulness is attached to it? And if there's no goodness, what is the purpose of being faithful? Diligent people are faithful people. The walk may get lonely at times because you won't find a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of folks holding fast. As Jude said, contending for the faith. A group walking circumspectly as we come to the end of this age. Just know, beloved, that the Lord is with you. David says, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Understand that God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. So in the heat of the battle, beloved, go with who and what you know and not how you feel. This is imperative. Go with who you know and what you know. You know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You know that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is dwelling on the inside of you. And what you know is that you are the victor, not the vanquished, above, not beneath, lender, not the borrower, more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. So go with who you know and what you know, not what you're experiencing. And definitely don't go according to how you feel. Feelings are fleeting. They move up or down based on what is happening. So I pray that this message is encouraging someone who is in the heat of the battle, who is in the thick of the warfare. Someone that may be feeling like the flood has come and they are drowning. Beloved, God has not forsaken you. God has not left you. Let's take a pause for the ministry cause, ministry identification. You're tuned into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Service time Sundays, 12 noon. Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m. All right, let's look at verse 16 of Ephesians 5. Verse 16 of Ephesians 5 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil, right? We've been talking about this. Time here is not chronos, which speaks of a chronological sequence of time. No, it is the word kairos, which means a seasonable or opportune time. In other words, redeeming the season, redeeming the opportunity now to walk strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Why? Because the days are evil. The times and the seasons, glory to God, for us are kairos times and season, but in the world system, they are evil. So in the midst of our chronos, again, chronological sequence or the orderly sequence of time, right? The time of day or night in our lives, right? We must be cognizant of kairos, God's seasonable, God's opportune time, when it is best to do or to manifest something. And for this cognizance or recognition or discernment of kairos, right, we must be in tune to the voice of God's Holy Spirit. Beloveds, Christ came and redeemed us from the curse of sin. When he rose from the grave, he ascended up on high and is seated at the right hand of majesty. But he did not leave us comfortless. The Father sent the Comforter, the Paracleton, the Teacher, the Guide, the Spirit of Truth, to give us the keys to be victorious in these last and evil days. In these times and seasons, we cannot expect to walk in victory if we refuse to yield to God's will, His purpose, His plan. Ephesians 5:17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, right? So be not unwise. In other words, walk in wisdom, walk in understanding, and be able to discern what the will of the Lord is. Because in these last and evil days, the enemy will unleash spirits of confusion, mayhem, and chaos to rattle us, once again, to discombobulate us. No, but we walk in the wisdom of God. We walk in the understanding of God through the Holy Spirit. And He helps us, or He reveals the will of the Lord unto us. We keep seeing this recurring theme of the importance of the believer exercising wisdom as the days become more evil. And now we are told, along with wisdom, we should have understanding of the will of God. No child of God should plead ignorance, beloved, concerning God's will. Not when we have the Logos in written form, the Word of God, and Holy Spirit, the Teacher, the Guide, to give us the understanding, the wisdom, the knowledge we need to navigate through perilous times and seasons. If we choose not to yield to His leading, then we have no one to blame but ourselves. When and if we are overcome by evil, we have been given the tools for victory, and we must use them. Again, let me repeat, it will take diligence and it will take discipline. Unfortunately, many will not be able to stand firm, glory to God, because they lack this diligence and they lack this discipline. Hence, the falling away that will take place according to the Word of God before the return of the Lord. But thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, for the remnant who will persevere, press, and push past every obstacle and every opposition. Glory to God. Remember, this is a broadcast designed by Holy Spirit with you in mind to teach and to instruct you. And it instructs us also, as God gives us the word of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to disseminate. So, as things begin to be darker and darker, wars and rumors of wars, shortages, as previously stated, systems, cyber breaching, data being stolen, you need not fear, beloved, because you have a combination that has been given to you because of your salvation that will not only counteract but overcome the enemy's flood, the enemy's fiery darts, and the enemy's attacks. And it is the Word of God, and it is the Spirit of Almighty God. Once again, this broadcast is specifically designed by Holy Spirit with you in mind. Pure in Heart is a ministry built on the foundation, again, of missions, evangelism, winning the lost by any divine cost. And I would be remiss if I did not say that if this broadcast has blessed and continue to bless you, I humbly ask you to keep the ministry, this broadcast, the church, in your prayers, beloved, and consider partnering with us so we can continue to spread the love of Jesus Christ, the gospel, to this lost and dying world, not only in word, but also in deed. I bless you and I thank you for joining us. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.